Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're just mindlessly scarfing down food? You know that feeling when you're at your desk staring at a screen, and suddenly you realize half a bag of chips is gone? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling mindful eating not just about what you put in your body, but also how you experience it. It's about bringing awareness to each bite, savoring the flavors, and truly nourishing yourself, both physically and emotionally. Now, stoicism isn't about depriving yourself, okay? It's about finding balance and living with intention. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you practice mindful eating. First up, slow down. Seriously, take your time. Put down your phone, turn off the TV, and focus on the present moment. Feel the texture of your food, notice its aroma, and savor each mouthful. You'll be amazed at how much more satisfying it becomes when you engage all your senses. Second, listen to your body. Are you truly hungry or just bored? Distracted? Recognize those cues and respond accordingly. It's about learning to distinguish between physical hunger and emotional eating, that craving for comfort food when you're stressed or feeling down. Third, choose nourishing foods. Stoicism emphasizes living in harmony with nature, and that includes choosing whole and processed foods that fuel your body. Think fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats. These are the building blocks for a strong and resilient mind and body. 4. Practice gratitude. Take a moment before you eat to appreciate the food on your plate. Think about where it came from, the people who worked hard to bring it to your table, and the nourishment it will provide. Cultivating gratitude can transform even the simplest meal into a truly meaningful experience. And finally, be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Remember, mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you eat mindlessly, but that doesn't mean you have to give up. Just pick yourself up, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's lunchtime, and instead of grabbing whatever's quickest or easiest, you take a moment to breathe deeply. You step away from your desk, light a scented candle if that's your thing, put on some calming music, and prepare your lunch with intention. You cut your vegetables neatly, mix your salad greens with care, and choose a flavorful dressing. As you sit down to eat, you close your eyes, take a deep breath, and appreciate the vibrant colors, textures, and aromas of your meal. You savor each bite, noticing the interplay of flavors on your tongue. See? It's about creating a mindful ritual around eating. And that's something anyone can do. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice mindful eating in your own life? Share your tips and experiences with me on social media. Use #mentalfortitudedaily and let's keep this conversation going. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Every mindful moment you cultivate is a victory. So go out there and eat with intention, my friends. And until tomorrow, keep that mental fortitude strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.